for the administrative portion of our meeting. And there's nothing on the consent calendar. And nothing for discussion. So, scheduling wise, we have one item on. I want to add one or two more. But for now, while I try and remember what they were, let's take up number one, and that is the Highland Crude. And now they have two different company names for it, but Leaf knows the one I'm talking about.
Well, good afternoon. As you know, we are in the process of attempting to schedule a hearing date in Watford City for these two cases for a consolidated hearing. Unfortunately, the availability of all relevant parties has been rather limited. We have looked at potential dates in both June and July, and at this time, there is only one date upon which the administrative law judge, external counsel, the company, and all three of you commissioners are available, and that date is July 3rd. Beyond that, due to various conflicts, we would be looking at scheduling further into August. The company has expressed a certain degree of discomfort with that, mainly due to the fact that it would realistically push them into winter construction and then a winter pause and then spring construction as well.
Well, I sort of would hate to see that. I mean, we've done it before with two commissioners. I think twice I've missed siting hearings. I know one wind farm up where the hearing was up west of Minot a couple years ago. If there's a date where I'm the issue, I don't see anything real dramatic in these applications. I would be willing to miss that one and review it, of course, carefully later. I also would suggest this doesn't seem real complex. Is this one that could be done by an ALJ, a substantial ALJ? Let's throw those two options out for...
So addressing your first question, your schedule is not currently blocking any of the dates in June or July. If we were looking at early August scheduling, then it could possibly be your schedule. Addressing your second question, the use of a substantive administrative law judge on this combined cases would be a bit of a deviation from precedent. In the past, 10 miles has been a rough guideline for the length of a pipeline in which a substantive ALJ was used. This is, in fact, two pipelines, one of which is very, very short. It's a bypass of one particular landowner, but the other is, I seem to recall, 28 miles long.
Leaf, in June is one of the factors with an obtaining an ALJ because they're, you know, since Tim retired, they're sort of a man down.
That is a limiting factor in both months. I will say that we are getting to a point now in June specifically where we're running up against very tight timelines for notice requirements for the majority of June. In addition to that, Dakota Sound and their primary employees will be taking vacation in late June, which has also impacted possible dates.
I have no conflict with July 3rd.
If that's our only option, I guess that's what we got to do. I mean, if it gets late, I hate to do that to our employees as well as the Dakota Sound people, the company witnesses and stuff on the day before a holiday, but if that's our only option.
Yeah. Because the other thing I was just going to say is, you know, we could also look at potentially having our staff act as the hearing officer for this case as well, if that would free up any dates that would work for Dakota Sound, outside counsel, notice requirements.
So I could have Brian be the in the place of an ALJ? Because who's working this case for us? Is that Zach?
I did consider that and spent a fair chunk of this morning staring at a color-coded calendar. And at this point, I don't see any dates where the addition of a free ALJ would be the only deciding factor in making a date work. We would still be contingent on some sort of conflict with either, you know, company, Zach, or a commissioner.
Well, I think you've done extensive staring at your color-coded document, and I know there are times when scheduling something isn't ideal, where we come up against a holiday or during legislative session, and I'll support July 3rd in moving forward in meeting our timelines and getting it on the books.
Sounds like that's the only option.
Yeah.
Let's maybe between the company and our staff, would you guys mind if we leave them a little flexibility and just say, let's get it started as early as possible? As early in the day as possible?
Yeah.
I'm flexible with that. I mean, I'm sure Dakota Sound will be up the night before.
They typically do.
Yep, and they're ready to rock and roll at 8 o'clock. So, I mean.
Okay.
You can work that out. I mean, I'm with leave to find timelines there.
And this will be in Watford City, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so July 3rd it is. Maybe work with the company a little bit. I don't know what kind of travel arrangements their witnesses will have, but kind of as early in the day as isn't problematic for them, I think. I wanted to add, during the legislative session, it was hectic enough around here. We never did do our chili cook-off. That has become kind of an annual thing that we do that I think does a lot of help with the various divisions of the agency, being able to get to know one another better and bonding and such. And since we never got to that, I'll just throw it out there. Is it too late? Would you like to schedule it yet? If we're going to schedule it, I suppose it should be relatively soon.
Yeah, let's schedule it. I think it's good for all the reasons you listed, Randy. It also helps all of us, I think, channel our competitive juices in a productive manner.
You good with that, Sherry?
Well, it's to find a date where everyone's going to be here. We canceled it last time. I mean, so I don't know if you're going to send out a Survey Monkey or something like that for dates.
I think let's see if we can find a date where the three commissioners are available. We'll go from there. If you could give me a couple of dates, we'll go from there.
Well, next week I'd be open any day except Wednesday.
Doesn't work for me.
Any days next week?
Monday or Friday. So a lot of the Friday doesn't work for upstairs. A lot of them are off.
I'll put it on the list and I'll do a survey.
And what about that second week of June? 2nd is the Monday.
I don't know that I'd do Monday. People might forget over the weekend. Maybe not.
Also a good time to prepare.
Yep.
We have our meeting on Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday is open. Yeah, we probably shouldn't do Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Tuesday the 3rd work for you?
Thursday doesn't work? The 5th?
The 5th works for me.
I do know that Reclamation has a staff meeting from 10:30 to 11:30, so we might not be able to get to an early start with it. But yeah, we can make that work.
Yeah. That's the 5th.
Yep, that's good for everybody. Anybody from staff that's in the room know of any issues with the 5th? The 5th it is. See how easy scheduling is, Leaf?
You want to say something? Go ahead.
If you're willing to bring Chili to a siding hearing to get all three of you there, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, lastly, and we don't have to do anything right now. At least the last thing I have, maybe you have something else to add, but Energizing North Dakota, the deal ERC puts on, is coming up in June. I'm going. If anybody else is going, I'll probably just notify staff. I don't know if that is something that we need to do a public notice on or not, but staff can figure that out. And so it sounds like at least two will be there.
I have MISO meeting, so I won't be able to attend. But
what's that?
I don't know, but
June 9th and 10th.
Anything else to discuss? With that, this meeting is adjourned.